You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome into another exciting episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show, a safe space for you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. As always, it's your boys, King Josh, Josh King, Big Rome, Fantasy Fish.
Hey, what the fuck's going on, guys?
How's it going?
It's hot outside. My tits are out.
Nice.
Just the way God intended.
It's cold down here, finally.
You know what's funny? Like, I don't understand like what it is about the heat. So, like, today's like the first day of like beautiful weather we've had in months. That's the problem when you live beyond the wall. And so I was doing yard work all day, and I, you know, had normal breakfast, had my coffee, drank some water, and then just, I don't know, like, you get the midday shits though from it, like that first heat, that heat wave you get, just all of a sudden you get the hot poops.
And there's nothing worse than, at least for me, shitting while you're sweating.
Oh, so yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah,
I hate it so much.
But see, at least now I have a bidet and I can blow that jet cold ice water right up my asshole. Oh,
that made the biggest difference for me because, like, I, again, the bidet changed my life so very much. But man, it's even still, like, your ass sweats and you slide on the seat a little bit. Like, I'm a fat guy, okay? Look, fuck that. Is all I'm saying. Fuck that shit. Yeah,
sounds dangerous.
We got to get safety bars in your bathroom. like in a handicap stall.
Well, I was going to say, like, in a senior citizen house.
Yeah. Or, like, the worst is, like if you sit on the toilet too long, especially, like, fucking around. Like, I've realized I shit so much faster if I don't bring my phone with me.
Like, yeah, because you get bored.
Yeah, I'm in and out of there in, like, 3 minutes. But if I have my phone with me, it's, like, 25 minutes later, and I'm just sitting there.
My feet fall asleep, and then I almost fall over when I go to stand up, and I'm like, oh, shit.
That's the only drawback, though, is, like, your fucking feet and legs fall asleep, and you're like, well, this is how I die.
Worth it.
Trying to pull up your pants, and you can't feel your legs. You're like, oh, shit.
Or fall, if you didn't,
like, hit your head on the fucking bathtub, done for.
After using the bidet, if you didn't dry your ass enough, and you get those little drops of water that just, like, drip down your ass cheeks.
Cools you, cools you down, though.
It does, and at least it's clean water.
Exactly.
That happens to be dripping off your ass. But like I said before, I compare it to like when you come in a girl and she has to just sit there and wait for it to drip out.
That's gotta be terrible.
That has to, like, you know, I apologize to you ladies for the stuff you guys have to deal with from us men.
Yeah, we're pretty bad.
Well, especially like just like girls are fucking sexy and beautiful, and then like my fat, hairy, sweaty body on just. Like, that's what they have to live with.
Yeah, exactly. And they do.
Like, have you ever had sex and then you saw yourself in the mirror and get horrified immediately? You're like, oh my god, I can't believe someone lets you fuck them.
You walk into the bathroom to get a towel and you're like, sweet Jesus.
Well, the worst is like,
I should tell her I love her.
Especially in like a hotel bathroom, because like the lighting's really good and they have mirrors everywhere, and you're just catching every angle of your body, and your body looks kind of like a croissant from Costco, and you're just like, the fuck, man.
That's exactly it, because it's like that, you know. You look like a croissant from Costco, but have you ever ate one of them things? They're fucking tasty.
It is delicious. It is delicious, and it can ruin your life, just like a man in a woman's life.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Speaking of fucking diarrhea, I have a good diarrhea story for you guys.
Let's get it.
So a couple years back, I switched to the ketogenic diet because, you know, just trying to watch my girlish figure, just trying to see. And actually, you know, I will say this. The keto diet does work if you want to just lose a couple pounds immediately, and you're just gonna lose water weight because you eat essentially no carbs. But I went through both extremes through that diet, where I had really bad constipation and or really bad diarrhea. And there was a day, you know, my fear, I can't shit, and I mean I can, I'd rather not shit in public bathrooms if I don't have to. Like, I will pucker up my butthole. Like, I'll shove, like, I'll find, like McDonald's napkins and shove it in my asshole and hold it in there until I get home. Like, I'll create a cork.
You don't want to get crabs from a fucking public bathroom.
Exactly. And for so, real. Plus, like the thing that always bothers me at public bathrooms, too, is there's always, like, that slit in the door, and some guy always makes eye contact with you, and you're like, fuck, man?
Every time. Why do they make them so big? Like, yeah. some of them, they're nice. Like, they're really small. And then other ones, you're like, they're fucking that big. You can see everything.
It's like, and, like, and I don't need you to know that I stand up to wipe. Like, but anyways, so, like, and I'm driving home, and I was running some errands, and I was like, God damn, like, I have to shit so bad. And I was like, I'm not going to make it. And so, like, I look around, and there's, like, no one on the road I'm on. So I was like, sweet. And I pull off the side of the road. I find one of those green electrical boxes, and I just squat behind it, and I just blow it all out. You know, blame it on a coyote or something. But the problem was, I just left the gym, so I had compression shorts on, and it kind of squeezed your feet and ankles together. So a little bit got onto, like, the back of my shoes and socks. So then what I ended up doing was I took my shoes and socks off. I wiped the doo-doo off my leg, and then I just threw them away, and my underwear. I was like, and the undershorts. I just, my actual shorts had no shit on it. And I was like, all right. But then when I got home, the fear of the mess in my asshole from sitting in my truck, I threw those shorts away too. I was like, I'm not even going to look. They're just going straight to the trash can.
Smart man. Smart
Everything's man. Disposed of.
Yeah. I got to get rid of the evidence. And then, like, the whole drive home, like, I sat on one ass cheek because I didn't want my asshole to touch my car seat.
You did everything right. I'll tell you what. Yeah.
And then I threw away everything, hopped in the shower, scrubbed my ass, and then I was like, all right, let's pretend that never happened.
Yeah, then went and repented your sins after that.
Yeah, I went to church confession after that. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
I have shat. I've shat everywhere. On the side of the road. Yeah. And my clothes.
At least I got it in the dirt. Yeah. And that's biodegradable, probably.
Things will grow there, right? It's just
fertilizer.
It's just fertilizer.
Little known fact, in Valencia, California, there's a very tall tree in that exact spot where I took a shit now. it grew 10 feet in 1 year. It was impressive.
Amazing.
You must have ate a pine cone before you shit or something.
Well, who doesn't?
It's fair.
Although, like, you know, pre-show, Rome, you were talking about, you had a diarrhea story, too, talking about how the hot chips were giving you the shits.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you, listen, and it wasn't just hot Cheetos, because they do a number on me, but they were, like, the extra hot Cheetos. I forget what they're fucking called, because I ate them one time, and I'd never eat them again. Like, we got them, and I was walking around Walmart, because that's what you do at Walmart. You just pick food up, and you fucking eat it. Why not? And I swear to God, like, we didn't even go to pay for our shit. And I was like, oh, man. Just like you were talking about, I don't ever fucking use public restrooms. Here's the other problem with it. Everything's fucking wet. Yeah. It's like a cave. Things are dripping. I can't.
You don't know if it's piss or water. Right.
Exactly.
Both.
But you don't want to know. You don't want to know that. Well, that's... I don't care. I don't want to know. So I had to shit in a Walmart bathroom for the first time in my life and last time, God willing.
It you know was what?
Horrific.
But because you had to shit in a Walmart bathroom, God will absolve you of all your sins and you'll be the first in line in heaven.
My God. One can only hope.
You know what's also weird about, like, public bathrooms too? Like, there's urinals. Why is there piss all over the floor?
Dude.
Like, how do you miss?
Like, guys just go in there. It's like a fire hose, man.
You fucking don't helicopter your dick while you're taking a piss in a public bathroom. Yeah.
The worst though is the really long urinals that go from, like, all the way to the floor.
Yeah.
Because they just splash everywhere. And then, like, I'll hold my piss. Like, I'll wait. I'll piss in a bottle in my truck. Because, like if I'm in sandals, I refuse. Whoa.
Fuck,
like,
man.
I refuse. It's like,
that's still not the worst. You know what the worst is? The worst is, like, at Dodger Stadium, and it's just like
the trough.
It's a big fucking sink, and everybody just pisses in it together. The same sink. No, like, no divider, you know, to, like,
I can't. I struggle. I remember going in there like, what is this? It's just, This is like a weird.
Why is everybody peeing in the sink?
Yeah. What the fuck is happening? Yeah, that was wild.
And the worst part is, too, is you're going to look at every dick around you.
It's
you have to.
In front of your face. It's in front of your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in front of your face. Whoever invented those, fucking asshole.
It's probably a pervert.
Super asshole. Oh, without question.
Yeah. It had to have been a pervert.
Pervert that likes
flaming perv. Yeah. Flaming perv.
Yeah. It's the same guy that invented the extra hot flaming Cheetos because you need to get that swamp ass immediately.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
All right, so let's move on. So for today's show, we're going to talk about the draft that just happened. You know what? This draft was actually, to me, it was super top-heavy, then petered off, and then it was a very deep draft, though, because some teams were getting some really good players still in the fourth, fifth round of the draft.
I think it's good for the NFL. But it's not going to be that good of a draft for fantasy. And last year, everybody's like, this is going to be the best draft class. And all these shitty fucking landing spots. And it's like, I don't think for fantasy purposes, it's going to pan out the same. But there's going to be some damn good football teams now, though.
No, that's the thing. A lot. Like, I think every team got better after this draft. But just because there's a lot of the unsexy, not fantasy relevant positions, like there was a lot of, you know, linebackers and DBs and defensive line and
yeah,
you know, so it's, and there was only a handful of marquee big name fantasy players, but then unfortunately some didn't land in the most ideal spots, which bummed a lot of us out, but we're still excited about these players. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that. Now there has been some trade news. DeAndre Swift traded to the Philadelphia Eagles for a, is either a fourth or a fifth and a seventh, which
it was a fourth.
I think it was a fourth, but still, fuck, man, like great move for Philly, like because they just drafted the Georgia Bulldogs all defense, so their defense got better, and then they got DeAndre Swift. It's like you guys won the offseason. Like congratulations,
yeah, no,
they did it. It was a good job.
What else was big news? That's really about it. Did we already talk about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, everybody
knew. Yeah. We touched on it.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers finally traded the Jets. Randall Cobb signed with the Jets today, so congratulations. So pretty soon, Jordy Nelson's going to get ready to come out of retirement. He's like, all right, I'm coming.
Oh, fuck's sake. Good old Jordy. He was the best.
He was a stud when he was healthy a couple years back. Yeah. God damn, Jordy was good. Him and Aaron Rodgers had a real thing going.
Absolutely.
But so we're going to talk about your NFC teams today just because we're lazy and going to go alphabetical order.
Yeah.
So, you know, go eat a dick. But Arizona Cardinals actually had a pretty good draft. You know, they traded back and then forward and then back again. But, you know, you landed some studs on the offensive side. Nothing really of note like they did offensive line and defensive players, which is great. They did draft Michael Wilson in the third. I don't know. If DeAndre Hopkins, there's rumors that he's going to stay. And then with Hollywood Brown, I don't know.
That.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know how fantasy relevant Michael Wilson is.
I don't think Michael Wilson's all that fantasy relevant. The one guy I am interested in, to be quite honest with you, is Clayton Tune, the quarterback from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
They picked him up. They picked him up mid rounds. And it's one of those where it's like, listen, he might be able to beat out. What's his face?
Well, Colt McCoy's like 48 years old, and he's recovering from an injury.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Kyler Murray is going to miss part of the season.
He's
going
to miss like 8 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at a guy like Clayton Tune.
Right around November, right? That's when Call of Duty comes out?
Yeah, and then he's going to miss the rest of the year after that.
Oh, man, he might as well just retire. Get Clayton Tune now. Yeah, Clayton Tune I think is an interesting one. But other than that, they solidified their offensive line, and I think they got a nice steal with B.J. Ojulari.
I mean, with that being said, don't, like, rush and draft Clayton Tune in your – I mean, unless you're in an insanely deep dynasty league. But – although, I don't know. I guess with the 2 years in a row injured Kyler Murray, maybe Clayton Tune might be worth, like, the end of the draft pick to just kind of throw at the end of your bench.
Yeah, he's a throwaway. If you have fucking a
taxi squad.
Yeah, if you have a taxi squad, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You have to be desperate. But I'm like, I think that's the thing with some of these, you know, it's a rookie draft. It's for like a dynasty. Like, half these motherfuckers aren't going to pan out. So like, who the right. Like, unless you're getting one, you know, unless it's the first round, like,
if you mean, you really mean like gives a fuck of a pan pick? Out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. And then, you know, hey, if it's the end of the draft, throw Clayton Tune on the end of your bench. Why not? Like, what else are you going to get? You know, get another kicker.
He's also a guy you can just keep your eye on to see if he, you know, he'll be, yeah, he'll be somebody you can pick
that,
up.
Actually, that's
agency.
What you do. Put him on the watch list.
Yeah.
Especially because if he doesn't beat out Colt McCoy for the backup job, then there's no point.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Moving on. Atlanta Falcons. Oh, man. It bumped me out. Bijan, 8th overall, which not a bad landing spot. The Atlanta Falcons said they do plan on running the piss out of the ball this year. They did it last year. You know, you guys were all hating on Tyler Allgeier. I was the only one in on Tyler Allgeier. But he set, like, the rookie rushing record. He had over 1,000 yards last year. But now Bijan's going to overtake that starting right. running back role.
Do you still like Allgeier's?
As a handcuff, yes.
Gross. I hate him. I hate his face and his mouth.
And his mouth. Wow. Getting yeah. very specific.
Bijan's going to be fine. Atlanta has a good offensive line. Obviously, Allgeier is pretty much done for.
Yeah.
I thought it was dumb for Atlanta to do this.
Oh, it did. It was a terrible draft
because pick. They could have used, like, you know, another quarterback or some defense.
They literally could have drafted anything else.
But, like, they wanted their guy. They got him. That he's going to be fine. Atlanta ran the ball, I think, the most in the NFL last year. So, in that sense, it's going to be pretty good for fantasy.
Yeah. And they drafted a couple defensive players. So, no, Bijan's going to be fine for fantasy. I mean, is he going to be a running back? Like, okay, so obviously the 101 or 102 in your rookie draft. In redraft, end of first, beginning of second round pick, maybe. I mean, I don't know. We'll see how ADP pans out as the thing progresses. But, I mean, I would limit my expectations on Bijan. I don't think he's going to, you know, end the year as, you know, a running back. Like, I think, Rome, you and I talked about it. Like, I think realistically he'll be, like, running back 16 or better. Like, I could see him with 1,000 yards, another couple hundred in the reception side, and then, I don't know, maybe, like, 6 to 9 touchdowns. It'll be a good year.
I think
more than 10 touchdowns. But
I do, too.
I think he could finish in the top 10 pretty easily.
Oh, no.
It really depends what they do with Allgeier's. If they use Bijan as 3-down back, great. If they split the workload, it's not going to be – you're going to be very close to running the line where you have to draft him.
Oh, no. He has the talent to end the year as a top 10 running back, you know, at the end of season. I'm just thinking – just depending on how the season pans out, because Allgeier, they really did, like, I mean, he was kind of slow to start at the beginning of the year, but I'm looking at his stats right now. At the end of the year, Allgeier had, what the fuck? He was the running back 29 in PPR, 210 rushing attempts, 1,035 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 reception touchdown. So, I mean, if he eats into Bijan's, which, you know, we all know Bijan's going to be the guy. He's the guy. They drafted him in, you know, 8th overall, where in real life football, I thought Atlanta would trade back to a team that would want to sneak into the top 10. I thought they were going to trade back and then try to grab a quarterback and something else. But, you know, they shocked the fantasy world by taking Bijan. But yeah, no, he'll be fine. I mean, you can draft Bijan easily. End of the first, beginning of the second round. And
you know why? Do you know why?
Why is that?
He's got a good mouth.
he does have a nice mouth, yes.
I'm just saying, good watch point.
It. Moving on, Carolina Panthers actually had a much better draft than I had anticipated. You know, I've liked a lot of what Carolina has done this offseason with. I mean, Thielen is old, but, you know, to get a nice, good, solid veteran wide receiver, you sign DJ Chark, who I think still has potential to be not necessarily fantasy relevant, but at least a good NFL player. But then, you know, you took the 101, you went Bryce Young. There was, you know, talks of either Stroud or Young, but they went with Young.
Smart.
Yeah. But then I love their second round pick in Jonathan Mingo.
Fuck yes.
6'2", 220. He's fast. You know, they took him in the early second round. And, you know, we were talking about it where it's so nice to see the rookie quarterback get drafted with a rookie wide receiver, because now they can go to rookie camp together. They can grow together. Plus 6'3", 220. Got a big bodied guy. Delicious. Love that.
Fuck yes. I think they kicked it in the dick, to be honest. They didn't have a lot of picks, but they made their picks work. Like, you got your quarterback, and you got him a wide receiver that I think could have some serious upside.
Well, I really think Mingo, towards the end, he'll be the number one wide receiver on that team, without doubt. Like, because right now, you know, the de facto number one's probably going to be like either Chark or Thielen, just because of the veteran presence. But eventually, the talent, you know, the cream rises to the crop, and Mingo, his upside is so much higher than the other two guys. So great draft for Carolina. Chicago Bears. Actually, they had a pretty good draft, too. You know, you go Darnell Wright, a big offensive tackle coming out of Tennessee. So you got to – I think Fields was the most sacked quarterback in the NFL last year, or one of the most sacked quarterbacks. So it was good to see them try to beef up that O-line. Then they went defense heavy for the next few rounds. And then our boy – I know it's Roschon, not Rockshon, but I like calling him the Rockshon Johnson.
But I love this kid. I love this kid. And I love this landing spot for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is – there's a sneakiness to this. Like, right now, he's competing with Deontay Foreman, who they brought in. And the only other guy that's there is Khalil Herbert. But the reality is this is a new head coach. Khalil Herbert's not his guy. He just drafted his guy. He took a fifth-round pick with fucking Roschon Johnson. Let's do this, man. They went heavy in the fucking free agency. I'm actually excited to see what Chicago's going to bring to the fucking table, man.
Yeah, I am too. You know, Chicago's—they're pretty much known for their defense. But you know, beefing up the offensive line with some youth too, and then Roschon Johnson, like he's going to be the starter. I'm almost positive. Yeah. Like,
oh yeah. I mean, if Khalil Herbert was their guy, they wouldn't have drafted a running back.
Correct. And wouldn't have picked up Foreman.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's gonna be a committee, or at least early on. But then again, cream rises to the crop. Roschon's better than these guys. His name's The Rock Johnson. The Roschon Johnson.
Yes. Yeah. And fuck yes.
Dude, I loved him at Texas too. I mean, he probably could have been a starter somewhere else, but he just happened to be on the same fucking team as Bijan Robinson.
I'm real excited to see what this does for Justin Fields. You know, they improved the offensive line. They are probably improving from David Montgomery, who was aging at running back. Their defense is going to get stronger. They got some weapons for him. You know, they got DJ Moore. Darnell Mooney was just fine. I don't think Darnell Mooney can be a one, but with DJ Moore across from him, that changes that dynamic. I'm excited for him.
Yeah, no, it was a great landing spot for him. I'm super stoked for Roschon. And it just sucks because I've done a couple rookie drafts already. He falls like mid second round, and I'm like, fuck, because I really want him. Because I mean, he's not quite a first round pick in a rookie draft, but goddamn, man, like I'm just so excited. He's 6'1, 6'2, he's 200 pounds. Like, he's a great pass catcher. Then you got a running quarterback in Fields. It's going to be awesome, especially, like, you know, Khalil Herbert's kind of a smaller guy. And then Donta Foreman, despite having two decent years in a row with Carolina and, Tennessee, I want to say. I think it was Tennessee.
He was in Houston.
Houston, there you go. Sorry. But he had two good years in the last two seasons. He had two good seasons in a row. But, I mean, he had injury history. And, you know, there's no, like, bell cow running back anymore, realistically. So, eventually, Roschon is going to be the guy. Speaking of former bell cow backs, your boy Zeke Elliott on the Dallas Cowboys. Their draft actually was a good draft too. You know, beefed up their defense. Second round, they traded and up and got Luke Schoonmaker, tight end out of Michigan.
It's a solid pick.
They got robbed, dude. Who traded in front of him? The Bills, I think.
Yeah, the Bills. The Bills traded
one pick in front of him and said, "Fuck it."
And took Kincaid, and they were like, "Fuck, just take Maisie."
Well, because now they're like, "God damn it!" Like Dallas Goedert a couple of years ago, and now fucking Dalton Kincaid got taken. But you know,
I loved that shit because I don't like the Cowboys.
Me too. It's funny, but Shoemaker. I mean, I think he'll be. You know, he has grounds to be fantasy relevant right off the bat because they have what Turd Ferguson and someone else as their tight ends.
Yeah,
Hendershot. Yeah. So I mean, I think and tight end they're always slow to develop. But you know, this guy's a second round draft pick. Dak Prescott likes the tight end position, so I think you know, like Schoonmaker, he should be, you know, second third round draft pick in your rookie drafts, but definitely someone you want to keep an eye on because he could end up being fantasy relevant towards the end of the year because I think he's going to be better than because again if Hendershot or Ferguson were their guy, they wouldn't draft a second round. They wouldn't they wouldn't use a second round draft pick on a tight end.
Yeah.
So I think this kid is going to, you know, sooner than later become the starting, if not the fucking starter at the.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah,
he might be. There's another guy that I'm I think is fantasy relevant. I know not a big fan, but I think Deuce Vaughn's going to be fucking a thing. I know you guys may not think so because he's little, but listen, Tony Pollard is injury prone. I'm not a big Tony Pollard guy. And I just think Deuce Vaughn's going to step in because as of right now, who the fuck else is there? You're talking about a guy who at the very least is an injury away from being heavily involved in the workload.
They listed Deuce Vaughn at 5'5", 179, but I'm pretty sure he's 4'10".
Big?
Yeah, pretty sure he's 4'10". No, I mean, I don't know. Deuce, and it was nice because his dad's a scout for the Dallas Cowboys and they let his
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and his dad got to call him and say, like, hey, do you want to come work for me? Like, that was a
good thing the Cowboys have done in years since Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Back in the days when Michael Irvin was choking strippers.
Choking them hoes.
Yeah. I mean, Deuce Vaughn, I don't know, he might be fantasy relevant. I'm not putting too much stock in him. He was drafted in the sixth round, and he was their second pick in the sixth round. So, I mean, it's like the end of the draft, they just picked up some kid and just, I don't know, his size really worries me because, I mean, Darren Sproles, he was a little guy too, but this guy's really little. He's 5'5", 180, and I don't even think he's a 180. Like, he's a 180 soaking wet with all the gear.
He's better than Sproles.
Ew, how dare you.
Will they be able to use him right, though?
That is yet to be seen.
That's a good question. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Deuce Vaughn, if it's the end of the draft, there's a chance he won't even get drafted in your rookie drafts.
Not if I have anything to say about that.
First round. Put your money where you got like three first round picks in our Empire League. You should take him with one of your first round picks.
I'm not satisfied until I get all of it. But Fish's soon to be brother-in-law is fucking around with me.
It's because I'm going after Bijan in that league.
Oh, I told him, I was like, you're going to get all these stupid fucking offers, dude. It's like, just say, hey, listen, guess what, guys?
He has an opportunity for Fields.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. He's a Falcons fan. So now you're even more fucked.
I'll give him Tyler Allgeier, even though I don't have him anymore.
He can keep Bijan. Hopefully it fixes his team.
All right, speaking of Bijan, the other running back who was drafted early from the Detroit Lions. Yeah. You know what? At first... Okay, I will admit, I did not like the Jahmyr Gibbs pick at first. I was very upset about it.
I was furious.
I even tweeted about it because I was like, what the fuck? Like, why? You traded back, which, fine, that made sense. You gained some more draft picks. Like, I got it. And then you took Jahmyr Gibbs with the 12th overall pick, and I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And I love Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, I wasn't as high on him as you were, Rome, but I was still like, you know, the talent was there. He's a super talented player. I was super excited about him. But I'm like, there's DeAndre Swift and there's fucking Dave Montgomery that you just signed a 3-year, $18 million deal to. It's like, why the fuck would you just waste the 12th overall pick on a fucking running?
They traded two days later.
Like, yeah. Then it's like, oh, okay. Now I actually love the draft pick. Like, now it's like, okay, I see what you're – because now to me – this clearly means, hey, we have plans for you. You're going to be a very key component to our offense. Plus, man, did you see how excited that war room was when they picked Gibbs? They all agreed on Gibbs, and they're like, "Fuck yeah!"
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. And again, I was so pissed, man. I remember texting both of you guys like, "Fuck Detroit, they fucked fantasy football so hard in the ass. Like, this is bullshit." And then the next day, they totally redeemed themselves. Well, and they fixed everything.
Especially because Jahmyr Gibbs, again, it was Atlanta taking Bijan. It's like Detroit needs more than a fucking running back.
Right.
I'm like, what? You know, especially like at the time, you know, JSN was still available. Like, they could have gone wide receiver. You know, JSN, Quentin Johnson, you know.
Well, like the drafter in me, right? The scout in me is like, trade back. If this is your guy, trade back and get more capital. You can still get this fucking guy. And look, to touch on their next guy, I like Jack Campbell. Don't get me wrong.
That was a dumb pick, though, in the first round.
Why they took him so early is great. Like, this guy he's got like a second and third round grade. I like him. I think he's a great player, but to take him early or mid first round is fucking wild.
I mean, I'm excited for Sam Laporta that they got in the second round, but they could have taken Jack Campbell in the second round.
Correct. Correct.
Because even I remember because I was watching it. Granted, I was, you know, not home watching it, but I was kind of watching on my phone. Even the analysts were like, I don't know what they're doing with Jack Campbell at 18 overall.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But hey, go get your fucking guy. Just like what we were saying.
You
earlier.
Know, we
he's trying to build a culture.
Hmm. Well, and Dan Campbell, you know, he was with the Saints when they were doing really good. I think he could be onto something, you know. There's two things I'm excited about. Getting a full season of Jameson Williams next year. I know he's not a rookie this year, but that's going to be awesome to see.
Well, he is going to miss six games this year.
Is he going to miss six games still?
That's because of the suspension.
Jesus Christ. A full healthy season.
At least he'll be healthy. Yes, he'll be healthy when he comes back.
He was gambling on cockfights in Mexico.
Oh, he was involved in that. That's right. Oh,
and they were
man.
Like, get out of
here. Half their fucking team was gambling on that shit. I'm also excited. Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got him pretty late. He was one of the best quarterback prospects coming in. Jared Goff's only got a couple more years left. Let's be real. You know, he's not going to play until he's 45 because he's not fucking Tom Brady. Yeah. And Hendon Hooker's probably going to be good. He might take a couple of years to develop, and even better.
To me, this one's super exciting. Like, I'm actually trying to target Hendon Hooker in rookie drafts just because this is finally my experiment that I've been talking about. Because they have Goff under contract for, I think, two more seasons, maybe three, but at least two more seasons, which means Hooker will get to sit for at least two seasons.
Right.
And especially because he's coming from that, you know, first read option offense from Tennessee, so he needs a little bit of time to develop his – you know, his reads, and especially when you look to your second, your third read, back to your first read, you know. But I love that pick with Hendon Hooker in the third round, because now you got your potential future quarterback. You know, he's definitely way more mobile than Jared Goff. You know, you got Jahmyr Gibbs. I love Sam Laporta, the tight end they draft in the second round. You know, Iowa University's tight end university. Back-to-back seasons of 50-plus catches for Sam Laporta. So I think he's going to be immediately fantasy relevant, especially because Detroit doesn't have a tight end. So he's immediately filling in a good spot. So I'm stoked for Detroit. And it's actually great because my brother's actually a Detroit Lions fan in real life. And so I'm like, dude, hell yeah. Detroit might be something in the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, I'd kick myself without bringing this guy up because Brian Branch is probably the best safety coming out this
year.
That was
a great pick.
And they got him late. Like, he should have been a first rounder, and they took him in the second. And you're going, that's what makes me feel okay about Jack Campbell, because it's like they're getting studs later.
It's so funny.
I don't know how it worked out, but it worked out well.
Because my brother and I, we were talking about that, and we were like, if you switch Jack Campbell – and you put him like before the Hendon Hooker pick, then it doesn't look as shitty. Except when it goes Gibbs, you know, like Brian Branch, Sam Laporta, then Jack Campbell. You're like, okay, that's a great draft.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But Detroit, you know, they addressed all of their needs more or less. Like they actually did a great draft, which at first I was like, I don't like what Detroit's doing. I was so upset by what Detroit was doing because I didn't see the the grand scheme of it. But now that it's over, it's like, oh shit, Detroit. You go, Detroit. I dig it.
Yeah, they kicked Although, in the dick, man.
I do kind of wish they kept DJ Chark.
Yeah, I mean, they have Jameson Williams, who's not now. I think they traded him before this happened, or you know, didn't re-sign him before this happened. And Amon-Ra, dude, I think DJ Chark should have been the best receiver. I think he's better than he was getting. I think he didn't have the relationship with Goff, and the coaches knew it and saw it, and they were like, "Well, all right then." Well, I think he's got way more potential than what he's done.
It also doesn't help when you have that emergence of in Amon-Ra, who just was like, "Oh, right. This kid's a just fucking
taking
stud.
Away targets." Yeah, you mm-hmm. can't not target him, you know.
No, all right. Same division, Green Bay Packers. They didn't take a wide receiver in the first round again. Although, I do appreciate Lucas Van Ness's dad slapping his girlfriend's ass a couple times on national TV.
So weird, dude.
Dude, that was
like, if you're on TV, man, pimp. You gotta not. You gotta that was not. Pimp. Here's the thing. I don't hear, let me count them real quick. 12 picks? I don't like any of them.
I like the Luke Musgrave in the second round's not bad.
That's fine. But then they take another tight end two rounds later.
Better one too.
I know. That's, like, when they took Tucker Kraft, I was like, actually I kinda like Tucker Kraft.
Like, I don't know. Like,
I guess, Luca Van Ness, and that's it.
Well, I'm not saying there's no good players here, but like, they had a lot of room to do a lot better,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Yeah. And the thing is like, you got Jordan Love. You're gonna need some studs if you want to do something good. How pissed off would you be if you're Christian Watson right now?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, so you have Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, you know, Alan Lazard's gone, Aaron Rodgers is gone, like everybody's gone. And then you drafted Jaden Reed in the early second round, which I don't hate the guy, but I don't love him either. I think he's going to be fine. I'm not interested in fantasy. Although, you know, obviously opinions can change
quickly
with things. But I don't know. I wasn't too familiar with Jaden Reed's stuff. But after I kind of like looked him up, I was like, oh, I didn't really see anything. That's, you know, Rome, you're a college guy. And, like, go ahead.
Hopefully they're wrong, or hopefully I'm wrong about Jordan Love. And, you know, Green Bay has been getting the quarterback back right for a long time. And they've been letting quarterbacks sit behind veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe, you know, people were pissed when they got rid of Brett Favre. And they were like, what are you going to do? You're starting this guy, Aaron Rodgers? Like, why would you do that? Well, turned out to be good. But we've kind of seen a little of Jordan Love.
Although, watch, because Green Bay's fucking weird. Their last round draft pick, that Grant Dubois from Charlotte, he's going to be their best wide receiver.
Because it's fucking weird. This Sean Clifford is going to start a quarterback and he'd be fucking just fine the whole time. They're going to win 10 games with him. Watch. I don't know.
No, like Green Bay's draft, it's one of those drafts where it probably made sense in real life. It probably made sense in real life football, but.
Yeah, maybe that's why I hate it, because I like fantasy football too much.
Yeah, I'm a fantasy football guy first. Now, nothing really. I'm just excited. If I could, I would draft Lucas Van Ness's dad.
That guy's a pimp.
The 101. He's the real 101, not Bijan. It's Lucas Van Ness's dad.
And I think his girlfriend is like the sister to somebody. I heard about. I don't know.
We're having a Brady Quinn AJ Hawk thing.
It's a weird thing. It's like a sister to some NFL player. He's over there tapping her ass. It's like, damn.
But like, man, he went right in there, man. Like he went for it. He that man saw his opportunity and he took it. He's like, hey, I'm gonna slap this ass because I can.
Has anybody said anything about it? Like, is she mad about it?
Oh, actually, the best thing about his dad too. Did you see the other thing? Some guy like dove on top of Lucas and was all like, "Yeah, man, like we fucking did." And his dad dragged that guy off of him. Like his dad was just like, he was like,
his dad was probably fucking did a fucking 8-ball of coke fucking before the fucking draft, and he was makes fucking sense. Just loving it.
That makes sense.
Fuck yeah.
L.A. Rams. They had a lot of draft picks. Stetson Bennett. That's kind of a big one. You know, potentially.
Yeah, they got a solid slot receiver.
They did. They did. Puka Nacua?
Oh, no, Stetson Bennett.
Oh, yeah. And they moved him to tight end in a couple of years. Actually, no, he's a little guy. He has to play wide receiver.
Yeah, he'll be a slot for sure. They ruined everything. He was supposed to play for the Patriots. You son of a bitch, Rams.
There's still time. They could trade him.
Yeah, they could.
But I mean, the Rams. Nothing. I'm not that excited about. I mean, Zach Evans.
I'm interested in Zach.
Yeah, the
running back. Is Zach Evans any fucking worse than Cam Akers?
Exactly. That's why. I mean, he might be fine.
That's what I think here. So he might even start, dude. Cam Akers will get he'll get 22 carries the first game and have 100 yards, and then he'll get 15 carries the next three games and have 70 yards all three combined, and then this dude will start. I'm not a fan of Cam Akers. He's poop dick.
What I will say about Puka Nacua is, I mean, I know nothing about this guy, so again, I had to look him up. he is kind of a big bodied guy, and he's okay at the 50-50 ball. But I mean, if Cooper Kupp is healthy, the offense is going to go through Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee, and I think the Rams are going to suck again, though.
I think that's what they're banking on. I think they're banking on Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford and Tyler Higbee doing most of the work. Maybe a few games here and there, they'll get a nice run game out of it. I think they're fine with running the ball for 50 yards in a game.
I'm just surprised they took Stetson
Bennett. And then they beefed up the defense because you got to have a really strong defense right now. There's so many good offenses that you're not going to win anything unless you have a really good defense.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Rams are a mess right now. And I will say this. Despite them being a mess, they sold their future and they did win a ring. So, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see some of these bigger players be moved on in the next year or two. Even Aaron Donald.
I think Aaron Donald probably gets moved. There's no eventually. Point,
right? Why spend the money when you're not going to stand a chance?
Well, especially there was also rumors that Aaron Donald was going to retire after this season.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Exactly. But you know what? Again, you want a ring. So,
yeah, fuck it.
Like, if I'm a Rams fan, I'd be like, you know what? We're going to suck, but we got a ring a couple years ago. So, it's fine.
I'm still relatively fine with the Saints sucking because I'm we went to the playoffs 10 years in a row and we won the Super Bowl. I'm satisfied with that.
That's the
Some
thing,
people never leave to see their favorite team win a Super Bowl. That's something that's crazy to me.
If you have a ring, it's I'm a big LA Kings fan, and they were just eliminated in the hockey playoffs. And I was watching it, and my girlfriend was like, oh, that sucks. I'm sorry. And I was like, you know what? We won two Stanley Cups 10 years ago, so I'm good. I'm still happy about that. And that was 10 years ago, and I'm still happy about that.
The satisfaction lasts a while.
Yeah. Especially when, you know, if I've been a Charger fan my whole life as well, and if the Chargers won a Super Bowl and then we suck dick for the next 20 years, I'd be like, yeah, but we won one we were the top of the mountain.
Still won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we still won. That's the thing, I'm a Drew Brees fan. I'm still happy that he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too.
And that was in 06 or something like that?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. There's been a whole generation of fantasy football players since then, and I'm still happy about that. Moving on, the Minnesota Vikings actually had a really good draft. God, Jordan Addison in the first round.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited about that pick. Because the Chargers took Quentin Johnson, but which is the receiver I actually wanted the Chargers to take. I think the reason why they didn't take Addison was because his skill set's very similar to Keenan Allen, and I think they're looking for the Mike Williams, another deep, big-bodied guy versus the shifty slot guy.
Right.
But yeah, dude, I'm so stoked for Jordan Addison to get to, because now defenses are going to have to play Justin Jefferson honest, which could end up being massive. Jordan Addison could be Juju with Antonio Brown, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I was going to say, you guys know my favorite thing is the fucking wide receiver that plays across from the good wide receiver.
Fuck yeah.
I want the guy playing across from Justin Jefferson. The only time it doesn't, the only place that it hadn't really worked that well was Devontae Adams and whoever the fuck played across from him.
That's because Aaron Rodgers only threw to Devontae Adams.
It was a target share thing. But Kirk Cousins will spread the ball around.
Yeah. Well, and there's 100.
I think Jefferson will get a little bit of a break, but he's still going to be taking the majority of the coverage here. And this guy's going to get pretty much single coverage every time.
Adam Thielen's old ass got over 100 targets last year. And now young, fast, beautiful chocolate man Jordan Addison is now in Minnesota. If anything, Kirk Cousins won the NFL draft. because absolutely know, they took Jaren Hall at the end of the draft, and he's not going to replace Kirk Cousins. He's just Kellen Mond 2.0. Like he's going to be a perennial backup who's going to be out of the league in a couple of years. But Jordan
on top Addison, of that though, they're talking about getting rid of Dalvin Cook, so that means they're going to throw the ball even more.
Yeah, Alexander Mattison's just fine though.
They're going to throw the ball more.
Although in the last round they did draft Dwayne McBride out of UAB. Small, like he might be a sneaky, you know, waiver wire end of the rookie draft guy. Especially Dalvin Cook goes, but Jordan Addison, goddamn man, he's a top what 4 or 5 pick in a rookie draft.
Oh yeah,
I'm so excited about Jordan because he, like I said, it's Justin Jefferson. You have to double cover him. You're gonna have to put safety help and a corner on him, but that means you're gonna get a lot of one on one coverage for Jordan Addison just running across the middle. And it's going to be beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Because think about, like I said, 100 targets went to Adam Thielen. So 100 targets are now going to go to Jordan Addison. Uh-huh. Maybe not 100, but like at least 80 targets.
Split, but yeah, it's going to be good.
So good job, Minnesota. I appreciate what you did. You're not interested in Dwayne McBride, Rome?
No.
Fair enough. Mm-mm. Even if Dalvin Cook goes?
If Dalvin Cook goes, yeah, maybe, but no. Mm-mm.
Fair enough. All right, a running back I am excited about, New Orleans Saints. Kendre Miller in the third round out of TCO. I think that's a great, especially right now, Jamal Williams, who, I love Jamal Williams, don't get me wrong, but he's not the guy. He's always been the Robin to the Batman in the backfield. You know, like he can't be the guy. Like he needs... He's a complimentary running back. He's a great running back.
He was the guy when Swift was out. He did just fine doing
that. No, he was the touchdown guy when Swift was out.
That's still the guy. That's true. You're right. Jamal Williams is one of the most hilarious people in the world, too.
No, he's a wonderful guy. I love Jamal Williams. Yeah. Like, I'd be best friends with him and play anime and video games with him. And...
But yeah, I'm a fan of Kendre Miller. And just... because of the situation he's going into, he'll probably get opportunities because Kamara's going to be out for a while. It's like an instant opportunity. If he jumps right in and is efficient, I mean, you know, it's going to be more of a pain in the ass when Kamara comes back than anything, because then they're going to have three running backs that they're going to use.
You can even argue Kendre Miller end of first round, beginning of second round in a rookie draft just because of the potential of him. Because, I mean, Alvin Kamara is going to miss time. How much, we don't know yet, but he's going to miss time. And who knows? There could, I mean, would it be that crazy if maybe New Orleans shops Alvin Kamara? Cause they're like, you know what, dude? Like he's getting closer to 30.
They shopped him last year a little bit.
Yeah. But now he's had legal trouble. He's getting older. He's had injuries.
Well, now the price goes down. That's the only thing that changes, I think.
True. So like Kendre Miller, he could be like a sneaky draft in the end of the first, beginning of second round, a rookie draft. And you know, and he wasn't a slouch at TCU. You know, he was a pretty good running back out of TCU. I've seen some ESPN analysts, they ranked him as the number 4 running back on a lot of their lists. So and again, when you draft him in the third, that means you have plans for this guy.
Yeah.
You know who else got drafted in the third round?
No.
Trey Sermon.
Yeah, but that was just a dumb move.
They also had 3 running backs on their roster at the time. Yeah. Interesting. All right. He might be nothing. We'll see. But you know who's not going to be nothing? In my heart, at least?
Jake Haener. I know
you. Jake Haener, dude.
Jake Haener. Jake Haener is the man.
You know what?
I just recently learned that Jake Haener wore number 9 because he was a Drew Brees fan. He was also a short guy. And I was like, this is the best. Dude, I don't even care if he does good. I'm satisfied.
You know what?
Though, already I'm already happy about it.
He is taller than Deuce Vaughn. So
this is true.
Quit this talking true. About Deuce Deuce.
And
man,
then you know
Deuce is the man.
I think a sneaky ad at the end of drafts as well. A.T. Perry out of Wake Forest. They took him in the 6th round. So the draft capital, to me, it is a little defeating because I was a lot higher on A.T. Perry than where he was drafted. You know, to get drafted in the 6th round. But he's 6'4", he's 200 pounds, he's a big guy. Michael Thomas can't stay healthy. Olave's a legit stud. So, I mean, if A.T. Perry, I mean, he might not pan out.
This is the way I look at it, right? He's going to be screwed until Michael Thomas gets a splinter and is out for 16 weeks because of it, and then he might be okay. I don't think he's an instant, like, going to be a thing. But, like, I'll tell you what I'm happy about. I'm happy that the number three receiver doesn't have to be Traquan fucking Smith.
Yeah.
Because that dude can't catch. It's like another Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, sure, he's fine sometimes, but most time he's not.
I will say this. I believe truly that history repeats itself. And A.T. Perry, to me, is throwing off major, major Marquise Colston vibes.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And Colston, he was drafted in like the fifth round too, wasn't he? He was a late draft.
Yeah, he was either the sixth or seventh. He was late. So A.T. Perry, A.T. Perry can really fucking step into this offense as a big guy. They don't really have that. Like, Michael Thomas is 6'3". He's a big guy, but he's not the downfield threat that A.T. Perry is going to be.
Well, the thing that I like about A.T. Perry is A.T. Perry can also do that short intermediate. If you go watch A.T. Perry's highlights, like, yes, he has plenty of downfield stuff, but he is great on anything that cuts towards the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Anything.
And then
on the outside. And
I got it right here. Marquez Colston, he's the same size. He's 6'4", 225. A.T. Perry's 6'4", 200. Colston was drafted out of Hofstra College. Round seven. The 252nd pick. So, and you know what? And for the record, I'm in on A.T. Perry because I was in a rookie draft. I only had one pick. It happened to be the 212. And I took A.T. Perry because I think he's a talented player. And yeah, I know draft capital sometimes speaks otherwise because then it's like, well, maybe the scouts.
Sometimes they're wrong, though.
Exactly. Sometimes they're wrong. And A.T. Perry is sometimes. In three wide receiver sets, he's probably going to play. And then, like what Fish said, as soon as you know, Michael Thomas gets quote unquote hurt or upset about something, and he's going to now A.T. Perry's forced into the number two position. And again, when a wide receiver gets to line up opposite side of a stud in Chris Olave, they could benefit from that. And again, he's 6'4", he's 200 pounds. You can't teach that. Like, that's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. New York Jets. Actually had a pretty good draft too.
Giants.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Giants. Correct. Yeah. Jalen Hyatt in the third round, the wide receiver out of Tennessee. He could be good. He could be good, but there are a lot of mouths to feed there in New York with, you know, bringing in Paris Campbell, Darren Waller, you know, Wandale Robinson, the rookie from last year. You got Richie James, you got whoever the fuck they got a lot of wide receivers. So
Saquon Barkley's gonna take fucking catches out of the backfield. There's a lot to take away from this.
Darren Waller, yeah, I think you already said that one, but yeah, there is.
It's not the best. Like, everybody was pretty high on the kid, Jalen Hyatt, and that's cool. He was whatever to me. He was a fast guy. If that's what he can bring to the table for them, if he could be the deep threat guy, then yeah, maybe there's some fantasy value. But I'm not really buying in right as of right now into the hype.
And see, my thing too about Jalen Hyatt, because I was between, because the way the draft was going in the one that I was in the other day, Hyatt and A.T. Perry were about in the same spot. And my thought was, do I want to take a shot with the quarterback of Derek Carr or Daniel Jones? So I was like, I'm going to take a shot with Derek Carr. Plus, I think there's a clearer path for A.T. Perry despite the later draft capital. So Jalen Hyatt, talented player. I'd lower my expectations just because it's going to be tough for him to carve out a role there. Same thing with Eric Gray. You know, Saquon is going to, you know, sign his franchise tag eventually. And then Eric Gray, I don't know, he didn't really move the needle for me out of Oklahoma. He's not a bad running back, but I don't think he's anything special, so. This is one of those drafts where it made sense for real life football. You know, they got defensive players. They beefed up their O-line. I like the center they drafted, Jonathan Michael Schmitz. I think he's actually, you know, slated to be a pretty, you know, beef up that O-line.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, so that's a good draft pick. So it's one of those made sense in real life, but not so much for fantasy. All right, Philadelphia Eagles. God damn, Eagles had such a good draft. You know, they traded back. And got Jalen Carter. Wait, did they trade back? I don't know. Jalen Carter Jalen Carter, possibly the best player in the NFL draft, fell to them at 9. So they got the best Correct. Defensive lineman in the fucking draft. And then at the end of the first round, with their actual first round pick, they took Nolan Smith, the fucking linebacker, out of Georgia. So they got one of the best linebackers in the NFL draft. And then, you know, they beefed up their O-line. They drafted a good safety in Sidney Brown in the third round.
That was a steal.
That was a great pick. I was like, when I saw that pick go down, I was like, God damn, fuck Eagles. They addressed what their issue was. It was not their offense last year. They just need to beef up that defense, and that's what they did. And they're going to win the NFC again.
And do you know what else they did? They still made their offense better before with the enduring. They got DeAndre Swift.
Exactly.
They've got Rashad Penny. They've already got two good receivers that they got last year. And they got Goedert. Like, they improved a little bit in the offense where they wanted to, and then they went all in on defense, which they needed to. So it was really great offseason in general.
Yeah. No, the Eagles win the offseason, that's for sure. Yeah. Like I said, they're going to win the NFC again. I mean, barring injury, but you can say that about any fucking team. But I just don't think there's a team in the NFC that can stop Philadelphia right now with the way things – the way things are sitting, I just don't think anybody can stop them. They're so fucking good. Yeah. And they got better.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Seahawks actually had a pretty good draft, too. Devin Witherspoon in the first round. That was a great. Goddamn, their defense is going to be so good. Devin Witherspoon is probably the best corner in the draft. And, you know, so now they had the other kid, the rookie last year. What's his name? Why can't I think? Whoever the fuck his name is.
You're talking about Willen.
Yeah, Willen. Yeah, so now like they got two lockdown corners. You know, then they got JSN at the end of the first round, which another great landing spot for him. And people are like,
I don't know, this one concerns me a little bit.
It doesn't spot. To me, just because Tyler Lockett, he's getting older. DK Metcalf is still...
He's getting older, so I guess in Dynasty it doesn't, but like they're not going to run a three wide receiver set all the fucking time.
They might now have
three wide receivers. I doubt it. It's Pete Carroll.
That's true.
They're going to fucking run Kenneth Walker 26 times every fucking game.
It's not 26.
So yeah, they drafted.
Not anymore.
They drafted Zach Charbonnet, which really
makes no sense.
That kind of bummed me out though at the same time, because I fucking love Charby. I thought Charbander was going to be a great running back, like no matter where he went. And now he's
going to be.
I just
watch. Look, it's what's going to happen is this. Okay, Charbonnet, I think, is in a good situation, and here's why. They run the fuck out of the football. The Seahawks run the fucking piss out of the football. I guarantee he gets 10 touchdowns this year. I guarantee it.
Charbonnet.
Yep.
I can see where you're coming from, though, because I don't think NFL teams want to have three down running backs anymore. They want running backs that'll last, that'll be fresh all year. If they're going to be running the ball like this, that's what they'll want to do. And I guess that's kind of where my concern with Jackson comes in is, can he overplace Tyler Lockett? Like, yeah, sure, but that's not an easy task by any means. But there's not going to be a lot of targets to go around, and you're competing with two studs. I think there'd be production would be fine, but if he had a different landing spot, we're talking of like a wide receiver 2, maybe he's a wide receiver 3 now.
Yeah, I mean you're probably we'll right. See. I mean,
depends how fast they let him come into the offense, right? If they ease him in.
Yeah. Well, JSN was the first wide receiver drafted and possibly the best wide receiver in the draft. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not the most ideal landing spot, especially given there's already two studs in Seattle. But I'm excited for him. I think, again, you know, you took him at 20th overall. Like, you have plans for this.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think Tyler Lockett's the one that's going to be the
odd man out. I think Tyler Lockett's the odd man out now. But, I mean, who knows? They might move JSN to the outside, let Lockett play the slot.
That'd probably be a good idea.
They're probably going to, you know what, like, I would just straight up run a spread offense now. You got Ken Walker and or Charbonnet out of the Charmander.
Who's their tight end? Do they even have a tight end right now?
They have Noah.
Oh, Font. No, fat. Yeah,
he's at least he's an athletic guy. But dude, just run fucking three wide sets. You got Lockett in the slot, and you got JSN and DK Metcalf on the outside. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good landing spot for him. I mean, for Charmander, I'm not as big on him as you are this year, Rome. I think he's going to be fine. I mean, you know, but 10 touchdowns is a lot. I think he, you know, 500 yards and 5 touchdowns probably. I just think him and Ken Walker cannibalize each other.
This is the same problem with what the fuck's his face? Oh my god. With Bijan, right? It's just reversed.
Yeah.
Like, Charbonnet is the second back here. Bijan's the first back in Atlanta, but they both have these two really young backs who are gonna cannibalize each other.
Well, who's better, Walker or Charbonnet?
Probably Walker. Rome doesn't think so, but I mean...
I think it's close.
Yeah.
Maybe. I might be a little too close to the situation, though. I'm in love with Zach. I'm in love with him. And Walker, I was a big Walker guy last year.
You were a big Walker guy.
Like, I was more Walker than Hall. And I still am. So what makes me so sad is that as a Niner fan, they're on the Seahawks, and that pisses me off so fucking greatly.
Yeah. You know what? This has nothing to do with what we're doing right now, but for those listeners that play in leagues with me, don't just do that bullshit where you go, this manager's interested in X player on your team. Just send me a fucking offer.
Don't, yeah, like, so much easier.
Like, don't. Because I don't know what the fuck you're looking for. And then, like, then whatever I'm going to ask for, you're going to be like, no, it's ridiculous. Fuck you. Be a man. Send me an offer, you little pussy.
Yeah. Get him.
But then you get just trash-ass offers the whole time.
That's true. They're, oh, God. And our Fish and I are in a league, and this one guy sends me the worst fucking offers. And it's like, I don't know who you are.
Guy sends me the offers.
I'd slap you in your fucking mouth, these piece of shit offers you send me. It's actually... Although I will say, at least he sends me offers and not people who just say,
yeah, he does.
I'm interested in X player, and it's like, the fuck.
Well, he's trying to see what he can work out, right? Like if I haven't counter offered with him very often, but I think the couple times I did, it didn't really work out. But like, he sent me one today, and it was like Isaiah Hodgins for like a second round pick, and I was like, who the fuck's Isaiah Hodgins?
If we want to talk bad offers, all right, I've got Fields on the block right now. I didn't put him on the block, but it's kind of known to people that I've talked to. I was offered 3 third round picks for Justin Fields. You did not hear gross. Me incorrectly.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's about gross. To be related to you, Fish. He's about to be related to you.
All right.
He's never played Dynasty before. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Well, school him up, goddammit.
Back to the draft. San Francisco 49ers got the steal of the draft in Jake Moody, place kicker out of Michigan.
You son of a bitch. Like,
at least he was the Lou Groza winner, so he was the best kicker.
Here's what we're going to say, because we can just skip right over these fuckers, because they did nothing right. And fantasy-wise, there's nothing here. The defense got a little better. When you're talking as a fantasy player, Jake fucking Moody is the best thing you can talk about. We're done. Nicely done. Fucking it up, Niners.
Yeah, I did not like their draft at all. And I know you're a Niners fan, so I'm not trying to like kick you while you're down. But like, I mean, you know, the safety they drafted in the third round was, you know, he might be okay. But
no, I like Jair Brown. They traded up to get him. They got rid of capital to get him.
Yeah.
I get it, but then to back that up with a fucking kicker in the third round is like, all right, well, I get it. Gould is gone. You can do what everybody else did and pick up fucking 3 kickers as an undrafted free
agent.
Just see which one works.
That's the thing is, this Jake Moody kid probably could have been available in like the sixth round.
Or
you just look to see what fucking USFL, XFL, and XNFL kickers are available, and then you just sign all of them to the off-season team when you can have 100 players, and then you just pick one.
They could have called me. I would have done it under the table, under the minimum. Like, they could have said I was somebody else and lied about my wage. I'd be like, 100 grand, dude. I'll hit 8 out of 10. field goals, you know?
I like it.
Don't set me up for anything over 50 yards and we'll be all right. I played kicker in high school. I know how to do it.
There you go.
It's hard as fuck, right? But it's, you know, it's not worth a third round pick.
There you go.
No, all right. Certainly is not.
All right, Tampa Bay had actually a pretty good draft too. I love that they drafted Cody Mock in the second round, the kid with no teeth. Fucking love that kid.
Me too.
And he's gonna wear number 60. He's gonna wear number 69 this year too. So he's got like
he's the best.
Yeah, he's got the long red hair.
He grew his hair out. He's like, I grew my hair to save money on haircuts.
Yeah, dude, he's just some like honest like farm kid from North Dakota. He literally is a kid that grew up on a farm in North Dakota, and I am so excited for him. But you know, they beefed up that defensive line. Like, they basically just went defense this draft. Nothing really of fantasy note. I mean, they drafted a wide receiver at the end of the draft in Trey Palmer, which, you know, but they still have Godwin and Mike Evans, you know, so I'm not too. Payne Durham, maybe he might be okay, you know, mid late tight end.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big body guy. Purdue is a good school. You know, he's 6'6", 250. So, and I don't think they really have a tight end over there in Tampa Bay. So, I mean, again, Tampa Bay had a good real life draft, not so much a fantasy relevant draft. They just had a good.
Well, and they're kind of like starting ish a rebuild type thing, you know, like without Tom Brady, they've already been all in. I think it's perfect for real life football.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, so that dude, this guy, he's liking seriously everybody on my team right now. I'm getting all these notifications about, he's like interested in everybody on my team.
Is he interested in mine?
And it's like, just send fucking offers. I don't give a shit who you're interested in.
Oh, I got
send
an offer.
Him that. Tell him that.
I might just message him. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're looking for. Just send me fucking offers.
You want a live offer? Same league.
Yeah. Wait, are you sending me an offer in that league?
No, I got a live offer. I got one just now. Yeah, not going to happen. James Cook and John Mechie for the 106. A 2024 second in the third.
Wait, are you getting Mechie and Cook?
No.
That's stupid.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, Mechie, no one really knows, but, like, James Cook, I mean, he did pretty damn good at the end of the last year. He might be worth a first-round pick, but he's
and then,
young,
you know,
so...
if Mechie never gets healthy, I like John Mechie.
If Mechie doesn't get healthy, that probably would have been good. James Cook for... three picks
for a first and a second.
The 106 though is like, I'm gonna get another running back the same as James Cook.
Yeah. All right, last team, the Washington Bullfrogs. Again, nothing really of note though.
Redskins.
I don't really like their draft.
I was real late on that one, but there it is.
They drafted a pretty good corner in the first round.
And a solid center, and the rest of it was whatever.
Yeah, I mean, these guys aren't fantasy relevant. Chris Rodriguez probably won't even make the team. And yeah, that's it.
Who's even going to play quarterback there? Jacoby Brissett?
It's a contest between Jacoby Brissett and Sam Howell.
Well, that's going to be a fucking contest for sure.
Oh, speaking of quarterbacks, Taylor Heineke's going to end up being the starting quarterback in Atlanta.
Yeah, probably. No. They'll give Ritter a shot.
Ritter's
you got
guy.
You got to give him. Ritter. You got to let him give it a whirl, dude. You can't get this guy and not.
No, you know
find
what? They're
going to
run the wildcat. Tyler Allgeier will be their quarterback. Bijan out of the backfield. Just Ronnie Brown, Miami Dolphins.
We need some fucking pro form and some I form back in there with all these double running backs, dude. And just pick who you think they're going to hand it off to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Damn, look at that. A little over an hour. Because we were talking about diarrhea at the beginning.
Yeah. We got excited about that.
You're welcome, listeners, for that.
Yeah.
Well, cool. This is a good way to wrap it up. Next episode, we'll talk about the AFC draft. Talk about my beautiful Chargers taking Quentin Johnston to the moon. But get us on social media. Filthy F-Ball Shows, the show Twitter. Get Big Rome at Big Rome FFF. F Football Fish is Fish's Twitter. Instagram us at Filthy Fantasy Football Show. Send in your emails to filthyfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. And again, thank you for listening. And hey, don't tell me you're interested in a player. Send me fucking offers, you bitch! King Josh King.
Big Rome.
Fancy Fish.
Have a good one, y'all.